Complex Sentences, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi. By now, you've probably spent a lot of time working on your new American accent, and I applaud you for all of the work that you've done. We're just getting to some finishing touches now, and we're going to start polishing things up a little bit. So, in this lesson, we're going to talk about how we use intonation in complex sentences. You know, those longer sentences. The sentences that have, what we call a dependent clause. Don't worry if you don't know that much about it. But things that begin with because and if and when, or they might end with those kinds of words. So they're really two-part sentences. Sometimes they have ands or buts or however's in the middle. But these longer sentences, and this shows that you're a more educated speaker, when you can use these longer sentences, they become very important in English, and we're going to work on getting the intonation right. Not only will we work on the intonation, we're going to work on some of the other things that we've talked about before and make sure that you're just starting to feel really good about the way that you use your new English. So what we'll do is we'll go over 10 complex sentences and we'll talk about a few variations for each one. You know, there are a lot of different possibilities. Every time we have something to say, it really depends on the speaker's feeling, and it depends on the situation as well. So if you'll take a look at your handout, you'll see these 10 complex sentences, and we'll start with the very first one. Now, as I read these to you, I might do it a little bit in my style or how I would think people would say these sentences in a normal situation. But again, there can be a lot of variations, so don't forget that. There's no set rule about a lot of things. So listen to this first sentence and see if you can hear how the intonation goes. I'll try out my best radio announcer's voice. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, the government will be requiring permits to enter the area. All right, let me try that again. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, the government will be requiring permits to enter the area. How do you hear the intonation here? Do you hear any pauses? Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, pause. The government will be requiring permits to enter the area. All right, we've got a pause after that comma, of course. We have a few other pauses too, because this is a very long sentence. We can pause after devastation. Of course, we pause after rainforest. We could pause after government. We don't have to. And maybe after permits, because this is where we get our tone groups. See if you can hear this again as I pause after each tonal group. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, the government will be requiring permits to enter the area. Okay? They're very, very slight pauses in some cases. Now, is there something else that you noticed? I think I did something different the first time than I did this last time. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, I went up, didn't I? And the first time I said, due to the near devastation of the rainforest, I went down. So just like in sequencing, we can do this when we use these very long sentences. So what would be the difference? Well, it's probably just more of a conversational tone. If I were talking to you as my friend, I might say, you know, due to the devastation of the rainforest, the government will, okay, with an upward turn. If I were a real radio announcer, I might say this with a little more authority by pushing that rainforest down a bit. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, hear how it goes down? And by the way, rainforest, what do you know about that just by the way I use the intonation? This is a compound noun, the rainforest. So try this with me. Let's do it slowly and let's take the intonation down where that comma is. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest. Try that once again. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, and we really said station, stay in devastation. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, the government will be requiring permits to enter the area. The government will be requiring permits to enter the area. Now let me point something else out. That word enter, I could say enter. I could also say what? I could say enter. A lot of people will do that. They'll drop the T off from that. The government will be requiring permits to enter the area. Okay, and then we fall down at the intonation at the end of the sentence. Definitely that happens. So one more time. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, the government will be requiring permits to enter the area. We've got all those tiny little sounds in there too. The government will be requiring permits to enter the area. Can you hear that? The, and will, and even be. And then again, to enter, and the area. Can you hear that these days? Are you able to hear when people use those really small sounds? Are you getting it yourself? I hope so. Let's look at the second sentence. I actually considered surgery, but then I decided to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. One more time. I actually considered surgery, but then I decided to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. All right, let's go backwards on this one. Lifestyle. That's the end of the sentence. It really drops down, doesn't it? Lifestyle. And what else do you know about this word by my intonation? There's another compound noun. Lifestyle. A change of lifestyle. A change. O is very small. A change of lifestyle. Let's go back a little bit to concentrate. Concentrate. That A-T-E is pronounced as eight because that's a verb. To concentrate. And by the way, in this particular word, the noun would also be pronounced the same way, concentrate. But to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. Okay, going a little bit further back. But then I decided to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. Okay, nice intonation there. And going to the first part of the sentence. I actually considered surgery. And you know, when we use the word actually, we're trying to point something out already, and so it's very commonly stressed. Well, actually, I don't like that. Actually. So it's almost always stressed just because of the kind of word that it is. And then, of course, considered is an important word. Surgery is an important word. Surgery is the most important part of this section of the sentence. I actually considered surgery, and by the way, just a little bit of a grammar hint in here. Surgery is not usually countable when we just talk about getting surgery. Only is it countable when doctors talk about how many surgeries they've done. So we don't usually say, I actually considered a surgery. It would be kind of strange. So I actually considered surgery. But then I decided to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. Now, could we take surgery up a little bit instead of going down? Sure, we could do that. I actually considered surgery, but then I decided to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. Okay, let's try that one last time together. I actually considered surgery, but then I decided to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. I actually considered surgery, but then I decided to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. Okay, good. Let's look at the third one. Because of the severe shortage of water in our area, residents have been asked to limit their use by avoiding the watering of lawns. Okay, this is definitely a complex sentence. We've got that comma in there. We don't always have to have a comma depending on how the sentence is structured. But whenever we start with because and we write it, we will have a comma. Because of the severe shortage of water in our area. Now, I could go up or I could go down on area, couldn't I? I could say, because of the severe shortage of water in our area, da-da-da-da-da. Or I could say, because of the severe shortage of water in our area, and that sounds a little bit more authoritative, not quite as just casual and friendly. They're both fine there. And you might even hear a radio announcer or a television announcer say either one of them. So it doesn't matter so much. But we do have to have a pause there. Because of the severe shortage of water in our area, residents have been asked to limit their use by avoiding the watering of lawns. Okay, let's go back on this again. Let's start with the last word. Lawns. It drops down. Lawns. Lawn is a one-syllable word. It ends with an N. It's a voiced sound. It's kind of long. Lawns. Lawns. Of lawns. Of lawns. The of is very short. And then before that is watering. Watering. Stressing the wa of it. Watering. The watering. The watering of lawns. Before that, we have avoiding. Avoiding. By avoiding. By avoiding the watering of lawns. Okay, and going back even further. We'll start with limit. Limit their use. Limit their use. And before, to limit their use. To limit their use by avoiding the watering of lawns. Let's go back even further. Let's go to residents. Residents have been asked. Residents. Residents have been. Notice how small that is. Residents have been asked to limit. Residents have been asked to limit their use by avoiding the watering of lawns. Residents have been asked to limit their use by avoiding the watering of lawns. Okay, and then the very first part of the sentence. Because of the severe shortage, because of the severe shortage of water in our area. Okay, because of the severe shortage of water in our area, going down in this case, residents have been asked to limit their use by avoiding the watering of lawns. Try that out on your own for a second. Okay, let's do it together. Because of the severe shortage of water in our area, residents have been asked to limit their use by avoiding the watering of lawns. All right, good. Number four. The students have shown an improvement in their test scores, and their teachers appear to be delighted. Teachers always are excited when their student test scores go up. So, again, the students have shown an improvement in their test scores, and their teachers appear to be delighted. We'll go from the start to the end this time. The students have shown an improvement. The students have shown an improvement in their test scores. Test scores. That's also a compound noun. We pause right there. One more time. The students have shown an improvement in their test scores. And their teachers appear to be delighted. Delighted. Notice that schwa on the DE. Appear to be, that T disappears into a D sound. Appear to be delighted. And their teachers appear to be delighted. One more time. The students have shown an improvement in their test scores, and their teachers appear to be delighted. Can you do that on your own? Try this out. Go ahead. I'll wait for you. All right, great. Let's do number 5. Whenever I leave earlier than usual, I seem to avoid most of the traffic headaches. Headaches, compound noun. Headaches. Traffic headaches. Now, I stress traffic a little bit because I'm emphasizing traffic, this kind of a headache. Traffic headaches. Whenever I leave earlier than usual. Oh, I just went up, didn't I? Whenever I leave earlier than usual. Can I go down? Sure. Whenever I leave earlier than usual. Whenever I leave earlier than usual, goes down. Either one is fine, but make sure you pause there after that comma. Whenever I leave earlier than usual, I seem to avoid most of the traffic headaches. Whenever I leave earlier than usual, going down, I seem to avoid most of the traffic headaches. You feeling okay about that? How are you doing with connecting your words together? Are you connecting everything? Whenever I, are you connecting that? Whenever I leave earlier, are you connecting that? Whenever I leave earlier than usual, are you connecting the N with the U sound? Than usual. I seem to avoid, there's a little W connecting sound in there. I seem to avoid most of, that T in most of sounds very soft, most of the traffic headaches. Whenever I leave earlier than usual, I seem to avoid most of the traffic headaches. Okay, good. Now let's look at number 6. If you decide to go ahead and do the speech, I'll take care of the promotional materials. If you decide to go ahead and do the speech, I drop down there. If you decide to go ahead and do the speech, I'll take care of the promotional materials. Okay, I just emphasized I'll. Why do you think I did that? If you decide to go ahead and do the speech, I'll take care. That's right, I'm contrasting. Not you. You don't have to worry about the promotional materials. I will do it. I'm emphasizing myself and I'm contrasting against you. So if you decide to go ahead. Huh, why is ahead stressed right there? Go ahead. Well, that's a phrasal verb. If you decide to go ahead and if you decide to go ahead and do, make sure that and is very small, and do the speech, or I could say speech, either one. Don't make it so high that we think it's a question, but you could take the intonation of that would be fine. If you decide to go ahead and do the speech, I'll take care of the promotional materials. I'll take care of, take care, take care of. I'll take care of the promotional materials. Promotional. I'll take care of the promotional materials. Okay? Together, nice and slow. If you decide to go ahead and do the speech, I'll take care of the promotional materials. Okay, and at a normal speed. If you decide to go ahead and do the speech, I'll take care of the promotional materials. Number 7. Whether or not we decide to go, we will still need you to be here Monday morning. Again. Whether or not we decide to go, or I could also say go. Whether or not we decide to go, we will still need you to be here Monday morning. All right, let's go backwards on this one. Start with morning. Morning. Monday morning. Monday morning. Now, the days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're going to hear day usually pronounced as a secondary stress. Occasionally you hear D. It's not that common, but D is a weak stress. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Personally, I prefer day. So, Monday morning. Monday morning. Here, Monday morning. To be here. To be here Monday morning. Need you. Need you. Just connected. We just connected the D plus the Y and got a J. Need you. Or sometimes need ya. That might be okay. But if we're speaking in a little more formal voice, we might say you. Need you. Need you. Need you to be here Monday morning. Need you to be here Monday morning. And by the way, here, H-E-R-E, this doesn't ever lose the H in North American English. If you go to England, you might hear the H gone sometimes, just like we remove the H in he and him and her and have sometimes, but not the word here. Here is always here with an H. So don't take the H off from the here. We will still, now we, it's just shortened a little bit, will, that's shortened quite a bit, that's got a schwa in it. We will, but the word still, I'm emphasizing this, still we need you. We will still need you to be here. We will still need you to be here Monday morning. All right, going back a little more. Decide to go. Decide to go. And go is long. It ends with a vowel, so it drops down quite a bit. But then we pause. Decide to go. Decide to go. And from the beginning, whether or not, it's kind of like mirror. Whether, the two er's together. Whether or not we decide, and that T on not is held inside, no, not to, make sure that it gets held inside or you're using a glottal stop for the not. Whether or not we decide to go, and if I wanted to go up after go, I could say, whether or not we decided to go, either one is fine. Whether or not we decided to go, we will still need you to be here Monday morning. Whether or not we decide to go, we will still need you to be here Monday morning. All right, number 8. I'll be there at 9:15 since the tournament starts at 10. I'll be there, I just emphasize be, that's not very common, is it? But that's the most important part of this section. I'll be there. It means I'm not going to stay home. I'll be there at 9:15. I'll be there at 9:15. At a quarter after nine. Connect the quarter and after. At 9:15. Since the tournament starts at 10. Do you see any commas here? I don't see any commas here. But this is still a complex sentence. That's because we use since at the end of the sentence. Don't worry too much about it. It's just a long sentence. But we have two different parts here. I'll be there at 9:15. That's one part. And the second part? Since the tournament starts at 10. We've got a pause after the 9. Could I make it go up? I'll be there at 9:15 since the tournament starts at 10. Yeah, we could do it. We could do it. It's probably not quite as common, but we could do that. I'll be there at 9:15 since the tournament. We've got two schwas at the end. Tournament. So primary stress, schwa, schwa. Tournament starts at 10. Starts at 10. Okay, we don't have to say it quite that strongly, but listen to how it's connected. Starts at 10. And at, the T in at and the T in 10, they just get held just a tiny bit longer. Starts at 10. It starts at 10. The tournament starts at 10. I'll be there at 9:15 since the tournament starts at 10. Go ahead and try it with me one more time. I'll be there at 9:15 since the tournament starts at 10. Very good. Number 9. I've never been to the Pacific Coast, but I've been to the Atlantic Coast 1,000,000 times. Okay, 1,000,000 times? I don't think so. But that's a kind of exaggeration. We in North America love to exaggerate, it seems. So 1,000,000 times. Oh, 1,000,000 times. I'm pointing out 1,000,000. What I really mean is a lot of times. 1,000,000 times. So I've never been to the Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast. This surprises a lot of people. Pacific Coast. Compound noun or not? The Pacific Coast, believe it or not, it's not a compound noun. It's simply a description. Pacific Coast. Coast has more stress than Pacific. Pacific Coast. We do that with East Coast, West Coast. The only time that we would stress the East or the West is when we want to emphasize the opposite, a contrast. So, for example, he's from the East Coast and I'm from the West Coast because I am contrasting those two. But normally I would say, I'm from the West Coast and the Pacific Coast, Atlantic Coast, they're the same. They are simply descriptive words. So, I've never been to the Pacific Coast. I've never been to the Pacific Coast. Now, I've, obviously we know that that's a very small sound. I've never. I emphasize the word never. Well, it's very common to emphasize these negative words because we're showing it's not a positive thing, it's the negative thing. I've never, can you believe in my life, I have never been to the Pacific Coast. Been is the main verb there. It doesn't have a lot of stress just because it's a be verb, but it's the main verb. I've never been to the Pacific Coast. We couldn't reduce this to been like we do in some other sentences. Any idea why? We couldn't say been. We can only say been. Why do you think that is? Well, just as I said, this is the main verb. We can only put been as been, a really reduced sound, when we use it as part of a modal, when it's going to talk about another verb. But this is it. This is the verb. We can't reduce it because of that. I've never been to the Pacific, to the Pacific, so to the P, p, all of those are schwas right there. Pacific, Pacific, to the Pacific coast, coast. Okay, we're ending right here with a one-syllable word. It's got a glide to it. Coast. Not really long, but not super short either. Coast. And then we pause. We could go up right there too. We could say coast, Pacific coast, Pacific coast. But I've chosen to go down. Pacific coast, coast, pause. But I've been, now but and I've are very small, but I've been to the, Ben is not reduced very much just because it's the main verb here. But I've been to the Atlantic. Now, I connected the with Atlantic. We've got two vowels there. That's why we get the sound. We don't turn that into a schwa. The Atlantic. We do that with a lot of words where we say the plus a vowel. Sometimes you might hear people stop the with a nice glottal stop and then continue on. You might hear people say the egg, the Indian, they might do that. If you hear it, it's fairly common, but it's very common to say the and connect it with a little sound, a little Y sound. So that's what I've done here. The Atlantic, the Atlantic, and I've taken that T out of Atlantic. It could be Atlantic, Atlantic, but you know, Atlantic is just very common. We hold that T inside for Atlantic, Atlantic, and then remove the second T because it follows an N and then is followed by a schwa. Atlantic, Atlantic coast. I've never been to the Pacific coast, but I've been to the Atlantic coast a million times. All right, great. And number 10, our final complex sentence for this lesson. Whereas A plus B equals C, comma, X minus Y definitely does not equal Z. Notice how I stress the word not. It's the same as the word never. We're stressing this negative word to show that it's not the common way. Whereas A plus B equals C, C. Hear the dropping? I could go up, I could say, whereas A plus B equals C, but it's not as common. But I would probably drop it because this sounds very scientific. This sounds very official. And the more official you sound, the more you will be dropping the intonation, not rising it. It's not really a conversation when you get official. So this sounds very official. Whereas A plus B equals C, that's very official. X minus Y definitely does not equal Z. Now, just like I use the word actually and strengthen that, I'm doing the same thing here with definitely. Just because this is a strong word itself, definitely, yes, definitely. I'm already trying to emphasize something just by using this word. So it sounds strong. It's always strong. Definitely, definitely. I don't ever hear people say definitely. It's really strong because it's a strong word. So definitely does not is emphasizing this negative side. Definitely does not, and notice how does isn't very strong, but it's still in there. Does not equal Z. And if you're in Canada, you'll probably say Z. That's fine. Either one is fine. Canadians say Z, Americans say Z. So just look around and see where you are and you'll know what to say. So once again, whereas A plus B equals C, A plus B equals C. It's very common when we quote mathematics. A 1 plus 12 equals 13. It's very matter of fact. Whereas A plus B equals C, X minus Y definitely does not equal Z. All right, good. Okay, let's go back through all of these sentences once again. Really be careful of how your intonation is going. Be careful of connecting sounds. And let's just see how it goes. Here we go. One. Due to the near devastation of the rainforest, the government will be requiring permits to enter the area. Okay, your turn. Go ahead and try it. Number two. I actually considered surgery, but then I decided to concentrate on a change of lifestyle. Your turn. Go ahead. Number three. Because of the severe shortage of water in our area, residents have been asked to limit their use by avoiding the watering of lawns. Good. Number four. The students have shown an improvement in their test scores, and their teachers appear to be delighted. Number five. Whenever I leave earlier than usual, I seem to avoid most of the traffic headaches. Six. If you decide to go ahead and do the speech, I'll take care of the promotional materials. Seven. Whether or not we decide to go, we will still need you to be here Monday morning. Eight. I'll be there at 9:15 since the tournament starts at 10. Nine. I've never been to the Pacific coast, but I've been to the Atlantic coast 1,000,000 times. 10. Whereas A plus B equals C, X minus Y definitely does not equal Z. 11. Go over those as many times as you like to. See if you can get the intonation down, the word connections down, the pronunciation down. And especially those really small sounds. Make sure you can get that. Get the big sounds, the glides, everything that you could possibly put into it. Try it out. You might want to think of yourself as a radio announcer. Make everything bigger and bolder than it has to be. My name is Sherry. Welcome to the news. So exaggerate a little and then start toning it down into just common, normal, everyday speech. I also challenge you to listen to the radio or to watch TV and watch a newscaster. See how they use their intonation. See how they use their voice to put their ideas across. It's quite interesting. It's a little bit different from everyday conversation, but you could pick up a lot by listening to announcers, whether it is on the radio or TV. So I challenge you to spend some time doing that and seeing what you can pick up. And then if you can, try it yourself. Try to mimic some of these people on TV. See how it goes. And then after you do that, just listen to everyday speech. The more official the English is, the more definiteness you're going to hear in it. This really down kind of intonation. Good afternoon. Today I'm going to talk about the stocks. Okay, and the more friendly, the more relaxed, often you'll hear more intonation that goes up. Like we talked about in sequencing. Today I want to talk about my report. And okay, notice how I go up a lot. It sometimes expresses doubt. You want to be careful that you're not expressing doubt when you are doing something official. Maybe when you're presenting to your peers or you're giving a speech. So you have to consider the kind of situation that you're in. But I think it's very good for you to know that sometimes your voice can go up, sometimes your voice can go down, and it gives a slightly different feeling. So you'll get a lot of this as you really, really tune into other people. And think about the situation that they're in. Why are they using the intonation that they do? So please pay attention. Please keep working on what you're doing. Again, I applaud you for getting this far, and we will continue to do some more polishing. Talk to you next time. Bye.